The North Dakota Supreme Court is being asked to declare some of Governor Burgum's line item vetoes unconstitutional. The High Court heard arguments Monday on the legislature's lawsuit against Burgum. The legislature argues Burgum vetoed parts of sentences rather than items themselves. Attorney Sean Grinolds argued for the legislature.
We believe the governor substituted his intentions for the intentions of the legislature in deleting select words and phrases in the bills, thereby obviating the legislature's intent with respect to those enactments. The governor's select partial vetoes changes the intent and the effect of these bills.
North Dakota Attorney General Wayne Stengem argued for the governor. He told the court he already found three of the vetoes to be null and void, but in two other cases they were permissible. Stengem, however, has a cross petition in which he argues the legislature's budget section, which consists of members of the House and Senate Appropriations Committees and House and Senate floor leaders, has been given too much power over spending decisions.
With the veto power budget section now has, they have created a class of super legislators whose authority exceeds that of everybody else.
Reynolds argued without budget section oversight, the full legislature would have to meet more often, even though it is limited to 80 days over 2 years. The High Court will rule on these issues later. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.